Governor Rick Scott and the state cabinet have approved Florida Power & Light's plan to add two new reactors to the Turkey Point nuclear power plant. But that expansion comes with 89 miles of high-voltage cable that will carry the power to the grid and past some very unhappy residents and property owners. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has the story.
The transmission lines would go north from Turkey Point right up Dixie Highway to Miami through Pinecrest, South Miami, and Coral Gables. The towns have been fighting the project for years, fearing that the 100-foot power poles would destroy their quality of life and their property values. Pinecrest Mayor Cindy Lerner said her town is full of angry people.
Property owners like Ed Williamson Cadillac, who spent a fortune to build a state-of-the-art, gorgeous Cadillac dealership. Those monstrosities would destroy it.
During a two-hour hearing, mayors and city attorneys begged the cabinet to defer or deny FPNL's application or require it to bury the cables underground. South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard said his city is expecting to lose a yearly $360 million in economic activity.
You, Governor Scott, ran as the jobs governor. You have before you the opportunity to save a lot of jobs with your decisions here.
The governor and his cabinet had few questions during the hearing. Just before the unanimous vote of approval, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam said 2,200 megawatts of emission-free nuclear power would be of tremendous value to the state that relies too much on fossil fuels.
That's the type of thing that we're going to have as part of what I think we have to have is an overall, all-of-the-above energy strategy.
But nothing will change anytime soon. FPNL still needs federal approval for the plant expansion and several years of construction and testing after that. It's expected the new reactors will be online sometime in 2024. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
A new police group is working to gang up on the gangs in Miami-Dade County. The North End Shooting Task Force was created a few months ago in response to a significant uptick in shootings in the northern part of the county. David Ovalle covers crime for the Miami Herald. He says the group draws from a large mix of people.
They're drawing in detectives from the robbery unit, from the sexual battery unit, from the neighborhood resource units. People that know the streets can hopefully get to some of the witnesses and convince them to talk.
In the last 3 months of 2013, there were 69 shootings, including 15 murders in the northern part of Miami-Dade County. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.